Problems at four school districts could affect their accreditation. A new high school stadium is being built in Norman, and tips for avoiding a deer collision this fall. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Friday, September 27th. I'm Deborah Ashar. Four schools are on this year's Accredited with Probation list, which is the lowest accreditation rating a school can have before losing its accreditation. State Impact's Beth Wallace reports the districts are Western Heights, Optima, Billings, and Strait Public Schools.
While the State Department says in its recommendation that Western Heights has significantly improved since it was placed on probation in 2021, it still struggles with financial misfilings. Optima Public Schools has been on a steady decline in its accreditation levels for the last 3 years. The department reports it failed to meet criteria for testing procedures, overspent on administrative costs, and certified inaccurate pay data for its superintendent. Billings Public Schools has also been on a steady decline. The department cites poor financial management and a lack of internal controls. It also says bus drivers do not have required licenses, training, or drug testing, nor are they doing required inspections, and not all of its paraprofessionals have certification. And for Strait Public Schools, the department says the district missed submission deadlines for documents, overspent on administrative costs, and ended the last fiscal year with a negative $13,000 balance. This will be its third year on probation. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
A new study shows Oklahoma had the second highest number of pregnancy-related prosecutions in the year after Roe v. Wade was overturned. State Impact's Jillian Taylor reports these cases commonly allege a form of child abuse, neglect, or endangerment related to substance use during pregnancy.
Oklahoma only fell behind Alabama in its number of pregnancy-related prosecutions at 68 total. That's about a third of all prosecutions identified nationwide by the advocacy group Pregnancy Justice. Janet Levitt, a University of Tulsa law professor, supported data collection for the report. She says these convictions often separate a mother and her child and disincentivize people to treat their addictions or receive care during pregnancy.
A woman who's pregnant is fearful that her use of substances will be discovered. That woman is probably not going to access prenatal care, which again is not healthy for the child.
Levitt and her reproductive rights practicum hope to continue participating in the study, which plans to collect 3 years of data on pregnancy criminalization after the Dobbs decision. For State Impact, I'm Jillian Taylor.
Norman Public Schools broke ground Thursday on a $24 million stadium for Norman North High School. The stadium is part of a 2023 bond project. The facility will include seating for 5,000 home fans and 500 visitors, along with state-of-the-art lighting, signage, and concessions. The stadium is set to be completed by the 2025 football season. Well, deer season is here, and AAA is reminding Oklahoma drivers to be alert. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Louisa Clausen has suggestions on how to stay safe on the roads.
The U.S. sees nearly 1.5 million deer-related vehicle collisions each year. As we head into fall, AAA is reminding drivers to stay specially alert. October through December marks deer mating season, when the animals are more active and may dart into roads, taking drivers by surprise. AAA Oklahoma spokesperson Riley Fletcher says deer are unpredictable and drivers should pay special attention in the mornings and evenings.
We like to bring awareness to this and make sure that drivers are keeping their eyes on the road and are extra aware on the sides of the road, especially in the fall.
In case of a collision, Fletcher encourages drivers to turn on their hazards, call the police, and contact their insurance company as quickly as possible. In Stillwater, I'm Louisa Clausen.
Listeners like you provide essential funding for KGOU's news reports, available in podcasts, online, and on the air. Information on how to contribute is at kgou.org. I'm Deborah Shar.
The candidates for November are set.
I know Donald Trump's type.
Between now and Election Day.
We are not going back.
A campaign season unfolding faster.
Kamala Harris is not getting a promotion.
Than any in recent history.
Make America great again.
Follow it all with new episodes every weekday on the NPR Politics Podcast.